But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Just want to welcome you back. Today we have a very, very big topic, subject series that we are getting ready to start. And it is finding your purpose and destiny. I think this is something that all of us want to know. Truth is, whether you're saved or unsaved, it's kind of one of those things in life where everybody wants to know why they're here. And so that's what we're going to talk about in this series. And it's probably going to be about maybe four, five, six parts to this series. And I just want to really settle in and start from the very beginning and then build up to more advanced things. So just to give you like an overview of what I have so far that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to find your purpose and destiny. We're going to talk about talents and skills and spiritual gifts. We're going to talk about mantles and anointings and crowns and scepters. Yes. It goes pretty advanced and into a lot of things the more you learn about this stuff. And I know a lot of things that I'm going to share or talk about is not really talked about. And you can probably not find many resources about some of the things that I will share. So anyway, that's a broad overview. And we're just going to settle in and I'm just going to go from the very beginning and just build out this entire class for you. So that by the end of it, you are truly ready to embark and step out into what the Lord has for you. I don't want you to think of this as something where you're just going to pray a prayer and voila, there you are. Now you have it. Now you're ready to go. It doesn't work like that. This is really about your lifetime, your entire lifetime. And as I go through the teaching, you'll see that this is a progression. And there is a process here to get to where you should be. So let me go ahead and pray, and then I will jump right into this teaching. Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that we have with you. I thank you most of all for your word, because it is a treasure chest of truths. It brings guidance, it brings directions. It gives us everything that we need, Lord, for life. And I'm just so glad that we have it. We have the Word of God that we can study, we can read, we can meditate upon it, Lord, to know what's your way, what's your direction in all of this. Lord, I just pray now that you would, for every person watching and me as well, surround us with your presence. And within us, illuminate us by your Holy Spirit so that we will hear exactly what you want us to hear. We will see exactly what you want us to see, and that our hearts will really grasp the magnitude of the message that you're going to bring forth. Holy Spirit, fill me right now. Speak through me. Allow me to be your vessel in this moment, to be used for your glory. To bring understanding, wisdom, and purpose to each person. And even now, Lord, I ask you to send forth angels of destiny to your people, to guide, to lead, to direct them. We love you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so, all right, so where do we start? Finding your purpose and destiny. I'm just going to give you what I'm going to call some power statements followed by scriptures. There's going to be a lot of scriptures that you can go back and read and just, you know, sit with for a while and hear what the Lord would say to you through them. Okay, so the first thing I need to know you to know is this, is that this need that you have to find your purpose and your destiny was actually put inside of you by God. Yes. This is not you running out there looking for something. This is, He wanted this, so He put it inside of you to have a desire to find your purpose. And that's where it starts. It says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5, the purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Your purposes are deep within your heart, and it is understanding what they are that they get drawn out and you begin to walk in them. So He already created you with that deep within you. And it really, our life then, it just becomes discovering, well, what is it? I have to share this funny story with you about when I got saved. I actually always believed that when we find our purpose in life, we're just gonna die. You know, that's it. I figured out why I'm here. Now I'm checking out. See ya. And so when I came to know Jesus Christ, I actually thought that I was gonna die right away. That's what I thought. And I spent like 2 weeks walking out of my house wondering, I wonder how it's gonna happen. Am I gonna get struck by lightning? Is it gonna be a car accident? I'm just gonna go to sleep and never wake up. I literally walked around and thought I was gonna die, because I knew that I had come to know this truth about Jesus Christ that was so huge. I just thought, this is it, you know, why else be here? I figured it out. I can check out now. And so I was thinking, you know, and then I was saying to God, you know, just make it painless. You know, I just want it to be nice and easy. I don't want to have to go through anything. I'm just going to be out of here and that's it. So after about 2 weeks, I'm like, maybe I didn't get it right. And I don't understand what's going on. So I went to one of the group leaders that I had at the time, because I was in a Bible study at church, and there was, you know, the pastor, then I had a group leader, and then there was another co-leader, and it was really the three of them that were instrumental when I just got saved to really help grow me up in the Lord a little bit. So I went to one of the co-leaders. His name is John, and he's Greek, and I love Greek people because they are so direct. You know, they're blunt and they're to the point, and I like that. There's no guessing with them. When they tell you, it's just, that's what it is. And I think being, you know, Jamaican, I'm from Jamaica, we are also very blunt and direct as well. So we tend to like be on the same wavelength in understanding each other. It's like, just say it, you know? And so it was him I went to. I was like, John, you know, I thought I was just gonna die once I say receive the Lord, because I got it. I finally got it. And so he says to me, you think you're gonna die? No. He goes, now you get to suffer. All these years, because I got saved when I was 30, he goes, all of these years that you've been out there sinning, what, you think you're just gonna get let off the hook because you got saved? You're not gonna get let off the hook. Now you're gonna suffer. Now he's gonna make you pay for all those things you did. Anyway, he was kidding, of course, but he was like, no, you have a purpose in life. There is a plan for you. And so this is just the beginning of your journey. Salvation is not the end, it is the beginning. Salvation is you coming into the realization that it's not about you, it's about Him. And therefore, you're moving into that now. It's not, you're not checking out, you're just checking in, reporting for duty. So at that moment, I knew, okay, there is something bigger that I am now designed and purposed to do, that I'm called to. And so then my journey from there began. And honestly, even this thinking that I was having, even that is biblical. Listen to this. First of all, it says in Job chapter 32, verse 8, "But it is the spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty, that makes him understand." So what was going on within me is that the Spirit of God had come upon me. And at that moment, I knew purpose and destiny. Okay, I'm going to pass away once I have fulfilled my purpose and destiny. Now, what I didn't understand is that I had not yet fulfilled my purpose and destiny. I just thought it was coming to know Jesus Christ, that was it. I've fulfilled my purpose. I came to know Christ and I'm done. But that wasn't it. So it was partially there. It says in Acts chapter 13, verse 36. "Now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep." That means he died. "He was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed." So it says when David has served God's purpose in his generation, he passed away. So believe it or not, my feelings were biblical, right? Yeah, because it's saying here, David passed when his purpose was fulfilled. So it's the same for us. So the bottom line is, if you are now sitting watching this, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, if you're homeless under a bridge on your cell phone, God is not done with you yet. Your purpose and your destiny is still there. That's why you're here, or you wouldn't be here. Okay, until we find Christ and come to know him, what ends up happening is that we create these very misguided purposes based on ourselves and our own desires, and then we come up empty. So, you know, it starts from we're very young. Teenagers, and then you're thinking, okay, well, if I will just get this job, it's gonna be great. And then you get the job and it's not. And then it's like, well, if I would just live in this neighborhood, everything's gonna be great. And then you live in the neighborhood and you figure out, this is not it. And then it's like, well, if I would just get married, everything's gonna be great. And then you get married and you realize, that's not it. And then it's like, well, if I would just have a child. And so you go after that, and then you realize that's not it. And we spend our entire life just chasing, right? Chasing, looking for that deep thing within our heart that we know is there, that brings fulfillment and brings peace and brings security. And when we're not saved, it's our desires that we kind of put and we chase after these things. But it says, you know, you look at someone like King Solomon, who was the richest man, the wisest man. He had everything. He did everything. He had it all, as anybody would think, having it all, what that would look like. And even he said at the end of his life in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 through 14, "Now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." So he's saying, listen, at the end of the day, with all that I have around me, the riches, the wealth, the fame, the notoriety, the woman, the homes, the palaces, the horses, all of it, the power, at the end of the day, I've discovered that really it's about reverencing God, having awe for God and keeping his commandments. So he came to the end and that was his conclusion. So what we learn from that is, well, let's just start the beginning with that. When you get saved and you know God, you have fear for the Lord and you have reverence of God, keep his commandments. So let's start with that in the beginning. and see where it ends. Don't come to it at the end after you've searched through everything and then it's like, oh, this is it? When you get saved, you get to start with that. So now everything from that point is just wonderful. Okay. It says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. His purpose will stand. This is what you need to know. It will stand. There is a stability in doing what God says. All right, it doesn't change because He doesn't change. He's immutable. He's unchangeable. It says in 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. You know, things change, fashion change, style change, even music changes. But God doesn't change. All the things that we desire, what you want today, as soon as you get it, you're gonna want something else. It's always changing, it never ends. But when you have your security in God, there comes a stability from that. So you may say, well, what about all these mistakes that I've made up until this point in my life? It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So He takes everything that you've done already, even the things that you're going to make, mistakes you make after this point, He takes all of those and He somehow, in His sovereign way, puts it together and make sure that at the end you still come out on top. You still win. It says according to His purpose. So this only happens when we go after His purposes. It only happens when we're watching His plans, when we are doing His things, not ours. So those bad choices and mistake doesn't work out when we're going after what we want and our purposes. No, it's for Him and His purpose. So as long as we direct our attention on Him and seek to do what He tells us to do, it's all going to work out in the end. You will not discover your true purpose outside of God. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You'll never actually get to your fullest purpose in life apart from God. So this whole thing starts with your relationship, salvation. That is really the beginning of every great story of purpose and destiny. And one of the greatest things that you'll come to realize once you get to know Christ is that you're not in charge. That you're not in charge. I'm not in charge. We serve a sovereign God. And that should give you a lot of freedom and peace. You know, just breathe in and breathe out. And let go of control. Let go of control. We are not in charge of this world. If you think of yourself and then yourself within your community, okay, and think of yourself within your state and think of yourself within your country and think of yourself within the world, and you just become smaller and smaller and smaller. We're just little specks. That's all. We are not in charge. We serve the God who is in charge. And that should give us so much freedom. We can lift the cares of the world off of our shoulders because He is the one that is in charge of this. It's His purposes that are going to come to pass, not ours. So the minute we start to just release control, of all these things that we're trying to manage in our life, and we just line up with Him, He is the one that takes us to where we need to go in Him. It says in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10 through 11, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. So God's purposes will come to pass. His plan and His will come to pass. But He uses people to accomplish it in the earth. That's why we're here. Little specks filled with the purposes of God. And our job is to just carry that out. He's in charge and we work for Him. It's His purpose. It is His will that we're fulfilling in the earth, not our own. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purpose, so it shall stand. Your purpose goes beyond you. So, when you find what your purpose is in life, it's not just about you. It's more than you, as you now see. Because if you're the speck, and He is the great Almighty God, and you're fulfilling His purposes, then it's way bigger than you. We can only come up with the things that we can think of in our head. And that's why at the end of chasing that, we come up empty, because we're not coming from a place of being limitless. No, we're not. It's just what's in front of us. That's all we can see. And so as soon as we achieve that, it's like, no, there's got to be more. And you keep going. No, there's got to be more. When you start to operate from His purposes, there are no limitations, because you're working and operating off of the purposes of the Almighty God. That goes way beyond our own understanding and thinking, you know? And it goes beyond us. It says in Psalm 33, verse 11, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. So whenever you have completed your purpose, it passes to another generation and they continue the plans of God, and then it gets passed to the next, and then they continue the plans of God. So what you're doing is actually a generational thing. You're establishing God's purposes and plan in the earth for your generations and for other generations to come. And that's truly magnificent. And just the thought of that being so great and far above us, are you getting that feeling in your spirit of the limitlessness of God? You know, that it's way greater. And so that's why you never get to the end of it. That's why you never get to the place of, okay, what else? Because it just continues. For all eternity and for infinity, it just goes and goes and goes. And that's just amazing news. So as I close out here for today, what I would like to do is to invite those of you who don't know Jesus Christ to come into a relationship with Him. Because remember what I said, this whole journey begins in your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where it starts. If you don't have Him, then all the things you do aren't going to go according to His purpose, because you didn't step in line with Him. If you don't have Him, you don't know what His commands are. You don't know how to fear Him. You don't know how to have awe for Him or reverence. You don't know how to step into your purpose properly. So I want to invite you to start today if you don't already have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I want to share with you like who Christ is. You know, when we came into this earth, we were broken human beings. We are sinners. Our original parents, Adam and Eve, they were sinners. Therefore, everybody else that came after them, speaking of generations, are also sinners. And so God, who is perfect, he is perfect, realizing that we could never be reconciled to him without a sacrifice of perfection, he himself put on flesh and came into the earth. That is Jesus. Jesus is God in the flesh on earth, who came as a perfect sacrifice for your sin. There was an exchange made when he died on the cross. He took your sins upon himself. When you receive that truth and you say, I believe that, Lord, and I receive that, not something that you've worked for, but something that he in his master plan has done for you, you have salvation in Jesus Christ. He paid the price. When he died, he resurrected on the third day and ascended up into the heavenlies. And at that moment, he then sent to dwell inside of us who believe, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of us as a spirit that helps to connect, helps us to understand, as I read before, what the purpose and destiny of God is. You're also not gonna be able to know that if the Spirit of God doesn't live within you to bring understanding to you of your purpose. So in receiving Jesus Christ, in repenting of your sin and acknowledging that you are a sinner, he sends the Holy Spirit to live inside of you, who then helps you to fulfill the purposes and plans and destinies of your life and destiny of your life. That is the story in essence of Jesus Christ, or as we like to call it, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what I want to do now is I'm going to pray. And if you would like to pray with me, you can go ahead and do that. And then just come on this amazing journey with us, this adventure of getting to know him and going from glory to glory, becoming more aware of his presence and why you are here on this earth. Okay, Father, just pray after me. Lord God, I thank you for sending Jesus, for coming as Jesus. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed to wash away all of my sins. I ask you now to give me the Holy Spirit to live within me, to help me, to guide me, to lead me in purpose and destiny. I thank you with this new life. I will now have an understanding of who you are, of who I am, and the purpose for which you created me. I thank you that today I can start this new life and journey with you, and that I am forever in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now I wanna invite you. We have a discipleship school. And, you know, it's not just about you said this prayer and now you go off. Now you have to actually learn how to live a successful Christian life. So in the description and on the screen, I'm going to show you the website. It's aglorytoglorieschool.com. There you can go and just sign up. It is free. There is no cost. And this will help you to really understand more about Jesus and learn how to walk the Christian life. And then, of course, you're going to come back and join us next week And whenever we have videos, if you sign up for the school, it'll be sent out to you when something new is posted. And we'll just continue this journey. And in all of this, you will find your purpose and your destiny. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, and I will see you next time. Check the description box for the links to the study guide for this class and also to get to the website. I pray you have an amazing, blessed week. You'll continue to meditate on these scriptures, and God will begin to reveal more to you in this week. Bye.